And to our own two-man focus group, Shields and Brooks, syndicated columnist Mark Shields, New York Times columnist David Brooks. Quickly, where do you come down on the polls question, Mark?
I think polls are enormously helpful, Jim, but they are not definitive, and they're a guide. That's all they are. And I think Joe Klein put it well. I mean, unless you talk to real voters, unless you over a conversation, it's just all you get out of a poll is a yes or no answer.
Mark, I mean, David.
I'm David. A one-man focus.
Yeah, you're a one-man focus group.
I guess I try to read my own mind. I mean, it is amazing how powerful they are. They changed the mood over the past week. Republicans are now like they're on Prozac because the polls are swinging. Democrats are like, I don't know what the opposite of Prozac is, but they're all depressed. So the mood shifts radically based on what we see on the internet in any given morning.
I just don't disagree with what David just said, except one thing, and that is, polls have no effect on voters. They do in the rarefied hothouse of political journalism and political operatives. They're up. Democrats are panicky. Republicans are euphoric, or vice versa. But Jim, if they did, then George McGovern would have got 10%. In 1972, because he was trailing 2-1 throughout the whole campaign. Barry Goldwater would get 10% in 1964. In other words, if they influence the way voters vote, they don't. And just one other thing, it was reminded that Richard Wirthlin, who was Ronald Reagan's pollster, told me one of the reasons that years ago that he never polled during conventions. And I think you have to say John Kerry had a great week because he was 11 points behind last week. He's only 7 points behind this week. So I mean, at this rate, he'll be 15 points ahead in about 3 weeks. But he told me that the only two nights all year long of 1984 when Ronald Reagan carried 49 of the 50 states against Walter Mondale, the only two nights that Mondale led were the nights that Geraldine Ferraro was introduced and was nominated at the Democratic Convention in San Francisco.
Which means
that it's an unrealistic. It's like measuring the tides during Francis arriving.
One more point, yes, which is that they do become self-fulfilling. Joe made the correct point that campaigns pay way too much attention to them. I think one of the things that's paralyzing John Kerry's campaign now is you look at polls of Democrats. I think, if I've got the numbers roughly correct, 54% of Democrats wish he would emphasize that this is the wrong war in Iraq and we should get out. Something like 37% think he should emphasize this is the right war, we've got to fight it tougher. So that's two opposing positions within the Democratic Party. And I think he's gone to different audiences and emphasized different things because that poll is in his campaign's mind. Mm-hmm. If they would just ignore that poll, they'd probably be a little better off.
Speaking of a smaller event related to this, of course, it was Vice President Cheney's remark this week that I will paraphrase what he said, but he said a vote for Kerry on November 2nd could increase the likelihood of another 9/11 type attack. Was that fair comment?
What he basically said, if we make the wrong choices, there's the risk that we'll be attacked. And what he should have said is what he said today is there's always that risk, but our side will probably make you a little safer. That's both candidates.
I would ask Vice President Cheney this, Jim, and that is there's been much speculation about an attack before the election. We say that Al-Qaeda is an informed, shrewd, wise group. I don't think anybody would argue that if an attack comes in October, it helps President Bush. Now, if an attack comes in October, why would Al-Qaeda want to help President Bush? I mean, you know, so you can make the case, you know, who's safer? If that's the case, and we've been warned that there's going to be an attack between now and Election Day, that really seems to me that for Dick Cheney to be saying, gee, afterwards they're going to come in and bomb. Why would they bomb then if they think that John Kerry is sympathetic to them?
I'm not sure they're going to bomb or why they would bomb. I can't read their mind. I think we both fundamentally agree that the argument should be over who would make you safer. I happen to think that it was a misstatement.
All right. Do you fundamentally agree on the new information this week on President Bush's National Guard service? What do you think about this? Is this a legitimate line of inquiry?
It's stupid season. You know, the guy's been president for 4 years. If you want to judge how he's going to be president, look at the last 4 years. Don't go back to whether he reported or not or whether this document is a forgery or not. You've got 4 years of data in front of you. Debate the last 4 years. You don't have to go back. I wasn't high on the Swift boat stuff. I think this is even stupider. We've entered the stupid season, which usually comes in the last week of the campaign, where only the stupid issues make the top of the agenda. But we're there already. It's kind of depressing.
Stupid, Mark?
I think that the president's credentials of commander-in-chief do not rest upon, and Republicans are grateful.